I saw that you guys just released an EP on July 1st. How's the response been from that?
It's been great. You know, it's sort of a different EP from what we've done in the past, and for this one, we kind of just really kind of did it all ourselves. We did it with our producer and friend, Dylan Scott, within and it's been really fun. We've got a bit more of an indie pop approach to music and songwriting as well. It's been pretty gratifying.
Cool, man. What is your guys? What's y'all's favorite song off of that EP?
My personal favorite is a song called Outsiders. I just love working on it. I think the production's really cool. It kind of mixes elements of, almost like sort of like folk pop meets somewhat of a passion fit kind of synth era. It's really interesting as far as, I guess, like sonic value. So, yeah, I guess just take a listen and you'll kind of hear all that prep in it.
Cool. I've listened to it and I enjoy it a lot, actually. I'm into that stuff. So I used to be into the harder music, but I'm leaning towards more of the indie style, and I really enjoyed listening to that EP. I see that you guys named it, it looks like Great Mission, Life. How did you guys come up with the name of that, as the album, cover? Like, how did you come up as for the name?
We wrote these songs and kind of found that they're, I guess, like generalized concepts of mostly about life. So we kind of have that to make the EP Great Mission Life, and it's also part of a bigger project simply called Great Mission.
Okay.
It's going to be our first full-length, and we're going to have the three EPs put together to make a full-length, aka Great Mission, eventually. And each set of songs, the songs that are specifically about life, different facts about it,
get the bad,
in between, all that stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. That'll be, so it's kind of like a concept album, just kind of spread over different EPs kind of type deal?
Exactly, yeah. It's like somewhat of a concept album, but that's not what the original intention really was, but I guess you could kind of say that, yeah.
Cool. Awesome. How is the, how's the tour been with MKTO?
They're great. Really cool chunk of guys, and it's been fun so far. It's been great. Just kind of really just relaxing. Yeah, we're just enjoying ourselves.
Awesome. Has there been a favorite show for you yet that you guys have played with them on the tour?
I love Portland. Portland's so fun. And it was kind of unexpected because Portland for a pop market doesn't seem like it would usually pop off.
Yeah.
As you'd expect. Very, very sort of like indie sort of market for a pop tour. I was very surprised at how crazy Portland went. I think that was my favorite one.
Awesome. That's cool. So what are some of the bands that influence you personally, or just some artists that you guys look up to?
I'm actually going to pull up Spotify right now and see this on my playlist, because there's never a point in time where I'm like, oh yeah, so-and-so's influencing me specifically. There's a lot of artists that I just want to listen to and kind of just gain things from. But I'm really enjoying the new Bruce track, Mother and Father, great song. Love the new Magic Man album. It's really, really cool. Kind of cool to see some of the sounds in there. Are very similar to some of the sounds we use on our EP, so that's kind of really just fun to hear. Love R.I.C. I love R.I.C. That's kind of like me personally, with the band.
Cool. If you guys could tour with one band or just an artist in general, who would you guys want to tour with?
I guess just say reach for stars and go home. I guess Coldplay. That'd be the overall big one.
That would be pretty epic. Yeah, Coldplay. That would be an epic tour right there.
I would wish.
Sweet. So when you guys come see me down here in Florida, you guys are playing at the House of Blues. I was wondering if you guys had any time that you guys were going to be going to Disney World.
It's funny. We actually just went to Disneyland the first time. I've never been there. But I'm going to be honest, Disney World is my favorite. And they have Epcot. I just think around the world.
All right, so... Okay, so Epcot's your favorite. All right, so if Epcot's your favorite, what's your favorite ride altogether?
Favorite ride? Okay, I think we all collectively, mine is one member, like Space Mountain.
Okay.
It's just, it's so fun. It's kind of a rush. It's dark and it's fun.
Awesome. Mine is definitely, I have to say, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad is probably one of my favorites.
Ooh, nice. It's good.
Cool.
Honestly, the Toy Story ride, so fun.
Yes, I have to agree with you, though. Except for the wait. The wait times for that ride is always, like, 2 hours.
You know what's crazy about that? The one in Disneyland, even though it's the same ride, the wait time is about half an hour.
That's crazy. Yeah, every time I've ever been, it's always been, like, 2 hour wait, so I'm like, forget that, I'm not going.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Cool. What is y'all's favorite song to play live, and which one gets the most crowd interaction?
We play a song called Flippy Fine live, and we do a little crowd dip for it. There's a section of the song where there's proposals, and they go, hey, and they go, ho. You kind of split the crowd in half and make one half the crowd do the hey, one half the ho's. And it's just a little bit that we do that kind of gain good participation from the crowd. So, yeah, when you see that in Orlando, I'm sure you'll be like, oh, yeah. But that's the one.
Awesome. That's awesome. Cool. Let's see what else I got on my list here. Do you guys have any pre-show rituals that you do as a band before you guys go on stage?
We used to be like, super neurotic about that. And I think over time we kind of grew into ourselves and know when we're ready for the right kind of performance. Like, I feel like all of us kind of like get nervous a little bit and kind of have to set ourselves up and do warm up stuff. And after a while, it's like, I feel like it's not that it became unnecessary, but that we kind of come to know ourselves a little better. So, me personally, I know when I'm like ready to sing, like I'll think this stuff or something. I'm feeling like a little cold in the throat. But I mean, it varies from day to day. I'll just like drink a lot of water. Just take a lot of like water that day and then kind of fix stuff. Should be fine.
Cool. All right, now I got a few Facebook fan questions that we're gonna try. Do you play any of the guitars, or are you just straight vocals?
I am just a vocalist section, but for the record, I play a bunch of stuff.
Okay, let's see All right, we'll try this one. If you can't answer it, then we'll skip it. I had someone on Facebook ask me to ask you guys, what made you guys decide to make the right choice and play Fender guitars?
We just like Fender. I mean, I just like the way Fender's play and been a fan of them for a long time. So I guess it's kind of why we exclusively use Fender. We like the way they sound on like the record, and I don't know. Yeah, it just kind of fell into that. It's not just playing like, well, yeah, Fender sponsored this for like $1 million. We all wish.
Yeah, for real. I mean, Fender guitars, I mean, with the style of music you guys write, probably makes it sound 10 times better quality wise when it comes to studio type stuff. So I'd have to agree with you. Fender guitars all the way.
Yeah, it's just so versatile, and it's kind of, you just get what you want out of a kind of guitar.
Cool. All right. Here is another question I got from Facebook. Do you guys have any inside jokes in the band? And if so, what's the story behind the band's best inside joke?
I think one of the best ones is actually our publishing name as a band. Probably one of the best inside jokes, but I can't tell you. All I can tell you is that it's called Dolphin Song Brilliant. What is it? Hold on, what is it?
All right. No, that's fine. I got you. No. All right. No,
it's pretty good.
That's awesome. Last one I got for you guys from Facebook. If you could have any of the 31 flavors of Baskin-Robbins ice cream at this very moment, what would it be? Okay. Hey, that works. That's always good. Banana splits are good. Cool, man. Awesome. Hey, thanks again for your time. I know you guys are probably super busy. Are you guys actually on tour right now?
Yeah.
Are you guys?
Yeah,
just, are you guys driving back and forth right now?
Yeah. We're actually looking to Houston. We played Arizona 2 nights ago.
Cool, man. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to say to your fans or anything you guys have upcoming that you guys like to, you know, say to anybody?
I mean, but pretty much just about DG and how it came out. They can grab it on iTunes, and, you know, beautiful, you know, show.
Cool, man. Well, Brian, thanks again for hanging out with me, and I will be catching you guys when you guys pass through Orlando here next week. I'm excited to check it out, so enjoy y'all's tour, and I'll see you next week.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you, guys.